This is a mountain meditation. If possible, sitting for this meditation with a straight but not stiff back, sitting with a sense of purpose, with a sense of dignity. And when you feel comfortable, closing the eyes and bringing the attention to the breath. Feeling each in-breath and each out-breath. Just observing your breathing. Not trying to change it in any way, but just allowing it to be as you find it. Allowing the body to be still. Sitting with a sense of resolve, a sense of being complete, whole in this very moment, with your posture reflecting this sense of wholeness. And as you sit here, try to picture in your mind's eye, as best you can, the most beautiful mountain you've ever seen, or know of, or can imagine. And see if it's possible to hold this image and the feeling of this mountain in your mind's eye, letting it gradually come into greater focus. Maybe observing its overall shape, its lofty peak high in the sky, the large base rooted in the rock of the earth's crust, its steep or gently sloping sides, noticing how massive it is, how solid, how unmoving, how beautiful, both from afar and up close. It maybe has snow at the top and trees on the lower slopes. Perhaps it has one prominent peak, perhaps more. Whatever its appearance, just sitting and breathing with the image. And when you feel ready, seeing if you can move the mountain into your own body, so that your body is sitting here and the mountain in your mind's eye become one. So that as you sit here, you share in the stillness and majesty of the mountain. You become the mountain, rooted in the sitting posture. Your head becomes the lofty peak, supported by the rest of the body, and affording a magnificent vista, your shoulders and arms, the side of the mountain, your buttocks and legs, the solid base, rooted to the chair. Experiencing in your body a sense of uplift, unwavering in your stillness, completely what you are, completely who you are, beyond words and thought, a centered, rooted, unmoving presence. And now, as you sit here, becoming aware of the fact that as the sun travels across the sky, the light and shadows and colours are changing, virtually moment by moment, in the mountain's granite stillness. Night follows day, and day follows night. The canopy of the stars, the moon, then the sun, Through it all, the mountain just sits, experiencing change in each moment, constantly changing, yet always just being itself. And the mountain remains still as the seasons flow into one another. And as the weather changes, moment by moment, day by day, calmness abiding all change. In summer, there's no snow on the mountain, except for perhaps the highest peaks, or in the crags, shielded from the direct sunlight. And in the fall, the mountain may wear a coat of brilliant fire colours. In winter, a blanket of snow and ice. In any season, it may find itself at times shrouded in clouds and fog, or pelted by freezing rain. People may come and see the mountain, and they may comment on its beauty, or that it's not a good day to see the mountain, that it's too cloudy or rainy or foggy or dark. None of this matters to the mountain, which remains at all times its essential self. Clouds may come and clouds may go. Tourists may come and like it or not. The mountain's magnificence and beauty are not changed one bit by whether people see it or not, or by the weather, seen or unseen, in sun or clouds, day or night. It just sits, being itself, at times visited by violent storms, buffered by snow and rain and winds of unthinkable magnitude. Through it all, the mountain sits. And then spring comes, the birds singing in the trees. Flowers bloom in the high meadows, and on the slopes, streams overflow with the waters of melting snow. Through it all, the mountain continues to sit, unmoved by the weather, by what happens on the surface, by the world of appearances. And in the same way, as we sit in meditation, we can learn to experience the mountain. We can embody the same unwavering stillness and rootedness in the face of everything that changes in our lives, over seconds, over hours, over years. In our lives and in our meditation practice, we experience constantly the changing nature of mind and body and of the outer world. We have our own periods of light and darkness, our moments of colour and our moments of drabness. We perhaps experience storms of varying intensity and violence in the outer world and in our own minds and bodies. We endure periods of darkness and pain, as well as moments of joy and uplift. Even our appearance changes constantly, experiencing a weather of its own. By becoming the mountain in our meditation practice, we can link up with its strength and stability and adopt them for our own. We can use its energy to support our energy, to encounter each moment with mindfulness and clarity. It may help to see that our thoughts and feelings, our preoccupations, our emotional storms and crises, even the things that happen to us, are very much like the weather on the mountain. We tend to take it personally, but its strongest characteristic is impersonal. The weather of our own lives is not to be ignored or denied. It is to be encountered and honoured and felt. Known for what it is and held in awareness. And in holding it in this way, we come to know a deeper silence and stillness and wisdom. Mountains have this to teach us and much more. If we can come to listen. So sitting with a sense of resolve and wakefulness and true stillness for the remainder of the sitting until you hear the sound of the bells.